How to reach your readers and sell more books is the theme for the upcoming Publishing University, the annual conference of the Independent Book Publishers Association, coming to Chicago April 26th and 27th. And we want to hear all about it from Executive Director of the IBPA, Florrie Kichler. Welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Thanks so much, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we always enjoy chatting with you and, you know, looking forward to attending another edition of Publishing University this year in Chicago. And you've got quite a program lined up, some real stars showing up. And I guess the place to start is with the opening keynote address that's featuring the former Apple evangelist and the founder of several tech companies and author of several books as well. And that would be Guy Kawasaki.
We're so excited that Guy is going to be joining us to kick off our Publishing University. He's just written a new book about his own process in publishing his own book, and he's going to be talking about that and also giving tips and tricks to all the publishers in the audience on how to sell more books. So we're very excited to welcome Guy, and I know he'll be an excellent kickoff to a day and a half of tremendous publishing education.
Well, it's a heck of a get. As you say, his new book is called Ape, Author, Publisher, Entrepreneur, How to Publish a Book. And he's a man full of opinions and insights. And I think by reputation, very much an engaging and enjoyable speaker. So not the average fare.
Absolutely not. We're very, very excited that he's coming to Chicago, as we are that we are going to Chicago. It's been quite a while since IBPA has had a publishing university in the Windy City, so we're very excited to bring our unique brand of education back to Chicago.
Well, we'll take a moment, Florrie, and familiarize those listeners who might not already be familiar with IBPA and what its mission is and what you always hope to accomplish at Publishing University.
IBPA, the Independent Book Publishers Association, has been around since 1983, where 11 or 12, I think, publishers started the trade association to help each other market more books. And now when you fast forward to 2013, with close to 3,000 members, we've been doing that same thing for 30 years. This is our 30th birthday. And IBPA's mission is exclusively educational and advocating for publishers in the industry and basically helping the smaller and independent publisher survive out there in the marketplace and thrive by selling more books and getting the word out about those books. Publishing University is our keynote flagship educational event that we put on yearly, and our goal there always is to give publishers hands-on tips and tricks and tools to take back to their offices and use right away to help their publishing companies succeed.
Well, you are an independent publisher yourself, Florrie. We should be sure to tell people that. And you've certainly seen the changes in publishing that have occurred over the last few years. And so independent publishing really has become a very important force in the industry. At one point, let's be honest about it, a bit on the edge of things, and maybe even edgy, and now very much at the center of things.
That's absolutely true, and it's been so interesting to watch, especially over the last 5 years, the revolution occur. The revolution is here, and book publishing has entered, a more ecumenical world in which if you have a story to tell, you can tell it. If you have a story to sell, then that's where you need help in actually running your publishing effort like a business. And that's where IBPA comes in. Whether you're a one book publisher, an author publisher, 100 book publisher, however many, we are here to help those publishers get their books out into the industry and get into the hands of their readers.
Right. And to do that, Publishing University takes a look at a strategic level, but also a tactical level. So on the strategic side of things, you've got some other keynote speakers, both on the Saturday of the two-day program. This is on Saturday, April 27th. Dominic Rocca from Sourcebooks, the CEO there of Chicago-based Sourcebooks, will be speaking, as will David Houle, who is the futurist and author of Entering the Shift Age. So from a strategy perspective, what should people expect from Dominique and from David?
Dominique is amazing. She is the founder and owner of the largest woman-owned trade book publisher in the country. And she is a digital pioneer. She's not just out ahead of the curve. She is miles and miles down the road. And I know that everybody sitting in that room listening to Dominique is going to be so inspired by her story. And it's so wonderful that she's accompanied by David, who is a futurist. And he is going to not just talk about what publishing is going to be like in the next year or two, but in the next decade. And I think that everybody that is going to be attending that speech are going to get a real yin and yang perspective from Dominique, who is so incredibly successful in telling the story of her success, and then David sort of pointing on down the road and saying, here's what you need to do in the next decade.
Well, and certainly if anyone's seen Dominique speak in the past, they know that she just is full of energy and really kind of gets people excited about the possibilities at a moment when, you know, there's so much possibility out there, it can be a bit daunting. So to hear from her sort of sort through the issues and kind of, you know, point at where, you know, some worthwhile direction is always really important. But let's look at the, as I say, the tactical level for a moment. So you've got a variety of sessions, everything on inventory on demand, new models and value creation, and also what you call the Ask the Expert. So for the folks listening, tell them about what kinds of conference sessions they should expect.
Honestly, especially if you're a new publisher or a fairly new publisher, you are in for an amazing treat and an educational experience like no other. We have sessions on just about every aspect of publishing, how to reach the library market. We have some amazing library experts coming from all over the country. And I might add, Chris, if you don't mind, I have to say that our very own Chris Keneally is going to be moderating an incredible panel on how self-publishing has come into the mainstream and what are the best practices for that. And part of that panel are going to be Matt Kavner of Vook, Kurt Matthews of IPG, and Brenda Peters, who has had an amazing success self-publishing, and Alan Law, who is the founder of Wattpad, which is a social community that boasts millions and millions of readers every month. So we're very excited to have you at Publishing University as well, Chris.
Well, thank you for that. And you know, the point there about Alan particularly, your theme is about finding or reaching readers and selling more books, and you know, certainly Alan's Wattpad has done that in spades. They reach, as you say, something like more than 2 million readers a month, mostly fiction, and certainly some of it has gone on to great success. There's a 17-year-old author who's just signed a multi-book contract from material that she originally published on Wattpad. So they have found the readers, and they are helping their authors sell books. So he has, I'm sure, a great deal to share. We'll just remind people that we've been chatting with Flory Kichler, who is the executive director of the Independent Book Publishers Association. She's been telling us about the upcoming Publishing University from IBPA coming to Chicago April 26th and 27th, looking at how to reach your readers and sell more books, featuring an opening keynote with Guy Kawasaki and much, much more. Flory, we look forward to seeing you in Chicago.
Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. Follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.